This is Tom Arms with LookAheadNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 17th of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Russian aggression in Syria and Europe is under the spotlight next week. First, there's a meeting on Monday of EU foreign and defense ministers. Then on Wednesday, Vladimir Putin is expected to be in Berlin for talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel and Ukrainian leader Petro Poroshenko. And finally, EU heads of government hold a special summit on Friday and Saturday. Also in Germany for 4 days from Wednesday is the Frankfurt Book Fair, the world's largest gathering of its kind. On Monday, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is questioned at the Ecuadorian embassy in London about the allegations of sex assault in Sweden. On Tuesday, Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is in the White House for talks with President Obama. The Italian economy, Brexit, and a proposed Euro army are all on the agenda. Another big international visit is that of Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte, who is leading a trade delegation to China. Other international visits are a trip to Japan by the new Brazilian President Michael Temer. Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė is in Finland, and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is in Norway. There are two big international cases next week. On Tuesday, Equatorial Guinea is taking France to court because of the French pursuit of Vice President Teodoro Nguema Obiang Mangue on corruption charges. The following day, Central African warlord Pierre Bemba will be sentenced at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. On Sunday, there may or may not be a general election in Somalia, but there will be municipal elections in Chile. And finally, next Saturday is Worldwide Make a Difference Day, when we're all supposed to focus on helping others. And that was next week's News Today from LookAheadNews.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAheadNews.com's expanded World Analysis for the week beginning the 17th of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Nuclear missiles in Kaliningrad, threats in the Ukraine, and charges of Russian war crimes in Syria have caused relations between Russia and the rest of Europe to plummet. Furious at French President François Hollande's war crimes charge, Vladimir Putin has cancelled a Paris trip on Wednesday and replaced it with a visit to Berlin to rattle his saber in a meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Earlier in the week, EU foreign and defense ministers meet. And at the weekend, EU heads of government hold a special summit. Also discussed at the summit will be Brexit. Next week, the London courts hear a major legal challenge to the Conservative government's plans to formally start the process of exiting from the EU without a parliamentary vote. Still in London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy since 2012. He is trying to avoid arrest on sexual assault charges in Sweden. On Wednesday, he's due to be interrogated by an Ecuadorian prosecutor who will ask for body fluids for DNA tests. Russia will also be discussed when Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi visits the White House on Tuesday for talks with Barack Obama. The two leaders' discussions will also cover Brexit, the dire state of the Italian economy, and the impact that a proposed Euro army would have on the future of NATO. Recently elected Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte has threatened to sever ties with America and move closer to China. Next week, he takes a step in that direction when he leads a business delegation to Beijing and Shanghai. Duterte will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Filipino leader has won Chinese approval by backing away from his country's previous claims to the South China Sea. His murderous treatment of drug dealers has been attacked throughout the Western world. The new Brazilian leader, Michael Temer, will be in Japan for one of his first official presidential visits. President Temer replaced the recently impeached Dilma Rousseff, who annoyed the Japanese by twice postponing trips to Japan during her tenure in office. An Interpol arrest warrant on corruption charges has been issued against Teodoro Nguema Obiang Mangue, the heir apparent in Equatorial Guinea. But the French-driven warrant was made after a raid on Mangue's Paris home, and the government of Equatorial Guinea is next week taking the French government to the International Court of Justice for breaching diplomatic immunity. Equatorial Guinea is judged one of the most corrupt, dangerous, and poorest countries in the world. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.